On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer. Thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
This man isn't a faceless man in a suit. It's Phil Moss.
He doesn't own a suit.
Sometimes I wish I was faceless in public. Good morning, chaps.
Oh, why? What, do you get a bit of drama, do you?
Oh, occasionally.
Speaking of suits, Brendan Sandilab dressed up to the nines.
14 goals. Player's player at Western Sydney Wanderers. Well deserved. He's copped it from all angles, including plaudits and criticism this season for being too rough on the football field. Not focusing his energy on what he does best, and that's scoring goals. Turned that around after a suspension and has had a wonderful season. A very
He's been good for him, hasn't he?
He has. Well, I wouldn't be in the finals without him. No. Simple as that.
Okay, what if they get through the Western Sydney Wanderers? Where do they play a Sydney derby, Allianz or ANZ Stadium?
I can't believe this is a debate. Sydney FC have earned the right to play at their home ground. It's a 45,000 capacity, opposed to an 83,000 and a half capacity at ANZ. Allianz is their home ground. It should not be a debate. They've earned the right, and it doesn't matter who cops the money through the gate, which is FFA when it comes to finals. Mm. It's got to be at Allianz if that's what Graham Arnold and his club want.
So your sport's going that good, it can turn away 43,000 people.
They've earned the right, TK. They have earned the
no
right.
No, I'm with it's, you, mate. I'm only being... Yeah,
no. I get it. It's,
mate,
it's
if I'm Graham Arnold, I'm shouting from the rooftops. I'd be filthy.
I'd like to see if David Gallop came over the top and said, no, this game's got to be played at ANZ. Don't worry about North Korea.
Yeah.
The biggest detonation in the Southern Hemisphere will be...
No, I'm with you there, mate.
Graham Arnold.
There would be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
The grumpy Graham Arnold would come out for all to see.
Would it what? I don't even think David Gallop would poke the spider.
We need a good blow-up.
Now, this Thomas Bruich, what's he up to?
Yeah, he hasn't been offered a new deal by Brisbane, which he's 36 years of age, so I can see both sides, but he is in unbelievable form for his age, and he's been an incredible servant. This is the type of thing where I think he's earned the right to go out on his terms. You know, there's arguments that the salary cap is the big issue. Thomas Bruich is a wonderful guy. He's been an incredible servant to our game for a foreigner. He almost single-handedly has taken the A-League to a new level with his performances. He's won two championships, two premierships, two Johnny Warren medals, a Joe Marsden medal on Grand Final Day 2014. Honestly, he's been incredible. He epitomises what a marquee foreigner is all about for our A-League. But he said that he wants to play on for another 2 to 3 years. So it's not going to be at Brisbane.
He'd be a good pickup.
He'd be a fantastic pickup. Any club in the A-League that can get him in the cap would be crazy to knock him back, because he'll bring young players through. He's a wonderful person.
What's happening with Tommy Rogic?
Tommy Rogic is back. He made an assist, albeit a very simple assist, for Celtic in his comeback game the other morning. They drew 2-2 away to Ross County. That's irrelevant, really. What's relevant is that he's back on the football field ahead of the June qualifier for the Socceroos against Saudi Arabia. That's crucial for us. So let's hope he gets a run of games in towards the end of the season, comes back to the Socceroos fully match fit. We need him.
Champions League this morning, mate. Leicester City, wow, what a fall from grace this has been. 1-1 this morning with Atletico Madrid, but that rules Leicester City out. And the other game, Real Madrid 4-2 over Bayern Munich. That went to extra time.
Well, I said last week it was the Cristiano Ronaldo show. He got two. This week it's a hat-trick just to prove he's on a different level. He's incredible. So,
can I ask
Real Madrid
you,
go through.
If you could only have one, Ronaldo or Messi?
That's a tough one.
We love this one.
Who would you have?
Dear. I think...
Messi, because he's a better bloke.
I think you're probably right there.
Better on?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair to say. There's a lot less baggage that comes with Messi. And
he'd Rob's be just, easier Rob's to manage, wouldn't
in,
he?
Rob's just thrown in Neymar into that debate.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't one of the choices.
There's too many Chiefs, not enough Indians. Mm. No, look, I would go Messi. I would go Messi. Just for the overall package, a lot less baggage, wonderful, wonderful player. And I still think Messi does it on the biggest stage of all. Which is World Cups.
Yeah. I'd rather a night out with Ronaldo, though.
You'd be his wingman?
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm taller than Messi, so I'd go with him. Now, Barcelona v Juventus tomorrow. What are you tipping?
Allegri has come out and said, who manages Juve, we cannot play for a draw. We must play to win. Okay. I totally agree with that. I think it'll be a draw. Okay. And Juve go through.
Okay, draw.
I don't think Barca can repeat what they did against PSG.
And Monaco v Dortmund.
I think Monaco can ride off last week's confidence and get the result at home. Aubameyang for Dortmund needs to stand up. He scored 33 goals in all competitions this season, 7 in the Champions League. He didn't score last week. He needs to if Dortmund are any chance.
Good to see you, mate.
Absolute pleasure, guys. See you tomorrow. Two sleeps till the final start. Can't wait.
Look forward to it. We'll get your tips as we get closer to those matches. Absolutely. All right.